All right, guys. Good morning. How are we doing? Everybody good today?
How about you?
Hey, Seneca Valley, man. I'm doing good. Doing good. We had an okay day yesterday. I was kind of a little disappointed, you know. Again, I related to having a good Saturday, and everybody's feeling good about themselves. The head coach says, hey, you did a nice job, guys. Good job. Good work. Then they come out yesterday and just, you know, just sloppy. Not as much details or focus as I wanted. But we'll crank it up today and get it right. Questions?
After something like that, do you pull a couple leaders aside and say, hey, come on?
I'd pull the whole team aside and say, you know, come on, let's go. And then the leaders will take from there, I think. So I don't have to pull them individually. I think they get it.
What did one of those speeches sound like?
I don't know.
Was it up, like, you know, everybody, or was it mainly some of the younger guys who
are a little bit of everything? Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, again, when I, you know, it's a team, right? It's everybody. It's just a little lack of focus, and, you know, everybody feels themselves every once in a while, and I just wasn't fired up about it.
Is that a typical ebb and flow of camp where you have days like that and see how guys respond as part of it?
Yeah, it happens. I mean, you know, there's no question about it. I mean, every day is not going to be perfect. We'd like it to. We just got to fight through it, push through it, and, you know, it's them watching the tape afterwards, realizing, like, yeah, coach is right, and then we fix it the next day. That's what we do. We're the fixers.
We talked to Corey yesterday, and he was saying he thought his safeties were maybe as deep as it's been since he's been here.
Right.
You agree with that? And how excited are you about the depth guys, not just Brandon and Eric, but the guys behind
them? Yeah, I mean, Brandon and Eric are, you know, obvious, but then you look at, you know, Javon McIntyre, P.J. O'Brien's playing really well. Steph Hall didn't do anything in the spring, and he flies around. He'll hit the heck out of you. He loves to hit. I'm going to forget somebody, but there's, you know, maybe one more. So, yeah, we are as deep as we've been there. You know, we want to stay healthy, but, you know, we've got some guys that can go in there and play. And Judd, you know, shoot, forgot about Judd. Judd didn't, you know, go in the spring as well. So Judd's talent has been good as well.
How have you seen Bengali Kamara step up this year and, like, you know, step into the role of being one of those younger guys that you're going to ask a lot more of in the roles where you had 5th and 6th year seniors last year?
Right, Bengali's really stepped up. I mean, very, very impressed with what he's done. Not only the interception the other day, just his physicality, his ability to rush the quarterback and create havoc in the backfield. He's got that. You know, we've got to keep him, you know, focused all the time, you know. He's going to be a good football player for us.
Have you seen Ryan settle in as a position coach? You know, with those guys and get to establish himself a little bit more with, like, different, I guess, practices that they got used to?
Yeah, no question about it. I think, you know, time heals everything, and it makes everything better. And certainly had a good thing going last year. But, you know, I think second year, third year, it's always going to keep getting better.
What kind of does that experience in the back allow you to do as a play coach? How does that impact things you're able to do?
It does, but you don't want to, you know, overcoach it and create things that don't need to be done. We want to be sound back there. And, again, I think there's, you know, I'm from a simple but complex system. But, you know, keep things simple or our guys can go play fast. You can have great athletes back there. If you confuse the heck out of them, all of a sudden, you know, you look like bad coaches and bad players. And that's what we've been able to do is keep it simple enough where our guys can play fast and look athletic as opposed to be really athletic, but, man, they look slow because they don't know what to do.
In the short time that Coach Underwood's been here, what's he been able to do to transform that wide receiver room?
We'll find out September 1st, right? I mean, you always say that, he hasn't gone through a season like Coach Manlack has, so we're going to find out, you know, what it looks like on game day, and should be fun to watch.
How is Jared emerged as a leader in the wide receiver room?
You know, Jared's been a leader all summer. He's been a little bit banged up through camp, but he'll be obviously ready to go. He's had a good camp so far when he's been out there. We want to make sure we keep him healthy, but he's led that group for sure.
You said how you told your guys, and they've all echoed this. Last year was behind you. You're not tying this year's success to last year, but you guys also learned some important lessons, especially guys like Eric Hallett in coverage and how to respond to different situations. How do you tie, like, keeping those lessons that were learned while also staying focused on this year with the way that you set that tone?
You know, I think it's just, you know, it's a new team, and, you know, we got new players, and, you know, it's just kind of reiterating every day, you know, every week, every practice, that, you know, it's all based on what you're going to do. You know, we got faith, we got belief in what we have been and what we want to do and what our goals are, but, we, you know, it's going to take daily work to get that thing done, and it's a new football team, even though, you know, 85% of our football team is back from a, you know, championship year ago. You still have to, you know, have new leaders emerge and guys step up, and that's something I'm looking for.
Someone asked me a while back,
when you're going to announce your starting quarterback. And I said, what time is kickoff? September 1st. And my question is, what's the advantage for a defensive coordinator, or disadvantage for a defensive coordinator, not knowing who the quarterback is? And do you have a timetable?
Don't really have a timetable. I don't think it'll be September 1st. Okay, so you'll be wrong there, Jerry, which rarely, you know, rarely happens for you because you're usually right on the nail there. You know, we'll name it when it's time, and, you know, we'll name it when it's time to go.
What's the advantage of not keeping them in suspense?
Well, I think, you know, one of the advantages would be, you know, if it's an athletic guy or non-athletic guy, depending on, you know, it's not known. I mean, you know, we're going to go back and watch JT Daniels, you know, every pass he's ever thrown at USC and Georgia. I mean, so you go back and look at different stuff and, you know, how deep do you go? You know, what are you looking at?
Make them work harder, in other words, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, maybe they don't work hard at all. I don't know. Who knows?